Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Nelly Cutler, national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. In parts one and two of our Influencer Risk Series, we explored why this issue matters and how to vet influencers effectively. Today, we're turning our attention to long-term management. From contract clauses to monitoring behavior, retailers really need a plan to protect their brand well beyond the initial partnership. Joining us to discuss how to manage influencer relationships over time is Jeremy Steins, principal and segment leader in our Risk and Resilience Group. Welcome to the show, Jeremy.
Thanks for the introduction, Natalie.
Great. Jeremy, so let's start maybe from the beginning. What should be included in an influencer contract to protect the brand?
All right, let's dive into the nuts and bolts of what should be in these contracts. You know, these agreements are not just about getting someone to post a photo or a video. They're about setting clear expectations and protecting both parties involved. So what should be included in a contract when you engage an influencer? First off, you need to define the scope of work. What exactly is the influencer going to deliver? Are we talking posts, stories, videos? And where are they going to publish these things? Is it going to be on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube? You also want to set clear expectations around timelines for when this content needs to be created and posted. Next up, you really need to think about the content guidelines you put into place. This is where you lay down the law about your brand's tone, the messaging, the visual style. You should have the right to review and approve content before it goes live, and definitely list any prohibited content like offensive language or any mentions of competitors. And also be sure that the influencer knows they need to comply with FTC guidelines. That means using tags like hashtag ad or hashtag sponsored to disclose sponsored content. Then there's exclusivity and non-compete clauses. You might want to specify if the influencer can work with competing brands during or even after your campaign. And let's not forget about intellectual property. Who actually owns the content and how can it be used? You should also spell out any kind of payment terms and get those in place upfront, such as how much, how often, or any bonuses or penalties for their actions. And then you also have to consider what happens if things go south. That's where terminations and remedies come in. Outline the conditions for ending the agreement and any consequences for a breach. And of course, a morality and reputation clause is critical. If an influencer does something that could harm your brand's reputation, you need to have a way out. And then finally, don't overlook confidentiality and indemnification. You got to protect your sensitive information and limit your liability there.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are some really good tips there and a very, very thorough list. So let's assume we get through all of that and the contracts are signed by both parties and everyone is in agreement. How can retailers now monitor the influencer's behavior after this whole onboarding process?
So let's imagine you've onboarded an influencer. You're asking the question, what's next? How do you keep tabs on their behavior to make sure everything stays on brand? Well, one effective way is through social media monitoring tools. There are platforms like BrandWatch, Sprout Social, or Hootsuite can help you track influencer posts, mentions, hashtags, and all types of engagement. You can even set up alerts for specific keywords or brand mentions to catch any issues early. But keep in mind that technology isn't everything. You know, manual reviews are also important. You know, assign team members to periodic checks to see if a brand is compliant with your brand guidelines and the contract terms. Doing random spot checks can help ensure proper disclosure of your brand representation. You know, speaking of content, you might also want to have content approval processes in place. I talked about that a little bit earlier. This is key to the process of what that looks like in reality. Another key point is contractual reporting requirements. You know, what do you need to know, including clauses that require influencers to provide regular reports of their activities and different campaign performance. And don't forget to request access to those platforms so you can understand what the reach is and the engagement and any demographics that you want to know about.
So you mentioned platforms just a minute ago. You know, what tools or processes can help manage influencers' risk long-term? And I know that many many brands have multiple influencers. In fact, I was speaking to a company recently, and they told me they had over 400 influencers. Mm-hmm. Just for their, and they are one brand shop. So I could only imagine if it's a multi-brand company. So what tools or processes are out there that can help manage influencers?
And there are many, and you really have to think through when you're talking about the scale you just described, how you're going to manage that, and technology is key. So managing influencer risk long-term is really about having the right tools, but also the right processes in place around those tools. You know, let's start with influencer management platforms like, you know, Aspire IQ, Creator IQ, Tracker, and even Grin. These platforms are great for vetting influencers, tracking campaign performances, monitoring the content, and even managing your contracts with them all in one place. Then there's the more social listening and monitoring tools, and examples of those are like Brandwatch or Meltwater or Sprout Social, and I mentioned. These tools offer real-time monitoring or influencer content, audience sentiment, and brand mentions across various platforms. If you're thinking about compliance, for example, you may want to look into platforms like Influencity or Clear. They automate checks for FTC compliance and flag any non-compliant posts for you. Then you can also, there's the category of kind of reputation and media monitoring services. And for those, you can use things like Google Alerts, TalkWalker, or Cision. They help track news, blogs, and social media for mentions of the influencer and potential controversies. And then finally, for contracts, you have some of your typical ones you may be familiar with, like DocuSign or ContractWorks, where you can store these contracts and also give you heads up if you have renewals or an expiration is coming up.
Excellent.
As you can see, there's so many different options. I think some of the key is how many do you need to meet your goals of for both the scale that you're talking about and how much you need to monitor.
Excellent. So I know this happens. I've seen it. I think we've all seen it, is influencers, you know, going off the rails a little bit. So what should a retailer do if that happens, if an influencer goes off brand or causes or is involved in some kind of controversy?
I mean, one of the first things you can do is look to your contract and understand what levers you have to pull contractually. The other is you can invoke your standard crisis management planning that is part of any company and establish responses and protocols for handling a PR crisis and breach. A lot of those same processes apply here. It's just to a different focus. So it's not necessarily that you have to spin up something unique for influencer risks. It's that you may need to invoke some of the existing processes you have in place already today.
Great. Very good. Thank you, Jeremy. Influencer partnerships don't end at onboarding, and neither should your oversight. If you found this episode helpful, follow 60 Second Retail and share it with your team. Staying vigilant is key to protecting your brand. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.